This famine that we are seeing now in South Sudan is man-made. This is not something that is caused by a natural disaster. This is a man-made disaster and a man-made catastrophe. We have been trying with all our might to avoid this. We have mounted a huge humanitarian response, and we have repeatedly warned that, you know, there's only so much that humanitarian assistance can do. The people of South Sudan, they need peace and security. We need security to get to the locations that have been affected by the famine now.
The point is that this famine appeal means that people are already dying.
Yes, they are already dying. If you declare a famine, you already have seen higher numbers of deaths than usual. You see children extremely malnourished. People already have started to die. Some 100,000 people are already facing starvation, and we are concerned a further 1 million are on the brink of famine. So the situation is dire.
Yes, and of that number, a quarter of a million, or over a quarter of a million children are already severely malnourished. I mean, it must break your heart to see that in these circumstances, it's always children who seem to be the worst affected.
Yeah, the children are the ones that get hit first. They're small, they're little, they have much less resilience than the adults. And that's why we always focus on the children together with our friends from UNICEF, special nutritional food, special medical treatment, anything to save this next generation. Really, what we're seeing is that South Sudan is in the middle of a perfect storm. The economy is suffering. There's hyperinflation. Farmers weren't able to plant for years now. Sometimes their fields, they are on the run. Fighting has been going on.
And you say that you're bringing in helicopters, but of course we've seen that in other problem areas around the world, conflict zones, that helicopters only bring in a minuscule amount of aid compared with what lorries can ship in. And also the fact that the next harvest, I believe, isn't until August. So what are people going to live on between now and then if all you're bringing them is helicopters with aid?
That's what we are working so hard on, to get more food, to get more nutrition to them. But also our people need the security in order to get to the people safely and on a continuous basis. We are also appealing that we don't need to always negotiate access, need to deal with several partners before convoys can go in. It's just really important that the aid workers can get access without any hindrance and delay.
So terrible needs, not throughout the country yet. They're saying it's in Unity States and the northern central part of the country. So hopefully with some sustained interest from the international community now, you can stop this problem getting worse, assuming you can get access. How much, Bettina, from the World Food Programme do you need for the people of South Sudan right now?
Right now, we need $205 million to provide food and nutrition assistance until the end of July. And we are in touch with all of the donors. We have been getting good response from them. And I think everybody is really extremely alarmed about the situation and wants to help. But more than $200 million are urgently needed now. If we don't get that money, we could run out of food by the end of June. And it's also important to note that many South Sudanese have fled to neighboring countries. More than 1 million people, 1.3 million people have fled to neighboring countries. And there we had to cut food rations for refugees in Uganda, Kenya, and Ethiopia because there's just simply not enough money.